You're listening to SBS News.
Counselling Service Grieflines 2020 has by far been the most challenging year in its 32-year history, with a staggering 1,000% increase in demand. Board co-chair Sarah Godfrey says the influx is largely due to social isolation caused by the pandemic.
It could be a pet dying, it could be a job loss, it can be a divorce, it can be, you know, the death of a loved one. And this year, with funerals and deaths being so difficult and so traumatic because of isolation, we saw our demand for those kind of needs jump radically. I mean, we're looking at our projection is 57,000 calls in this financial year.
That's a record high, but despite demand for the service skyrocketing, the organisation this year has lost crucial funding.
Very strange experience for us after being supported by the government for 32 years. In June, we were told there would be no more money, both state and federal.
With resources stretched to the limits, Ms. Godfrey says volunteer counsellors have been unable to respond to around 30% of calls. She stresses the Griefline is a preventative service, but if people cannot get access to the service when they need it, they're at risk of spiralling.
So we come in and we help them gain a footing mentally and give them coping strategies and resources, and we hold them until they can start to mend and feel that they can cope. If we can't do that, then what it does is the people then slide into serious mental health issues such as complex trauma or prolonged grief. So our area is very important in the preventative part of helplines. And
after a three-year hiatus from her career as a professional counsellor, 32-year-old Tammy Standler thought 2020 would be a good time to return to the industry, albeit this time as a volunteer. She began working with Griefline at the beginning of November, and already she's noticed the toll the pandemic is taking on people's mental health.
Cutting any services this year in particular, I mean, I think at all, but this year in particular, that are offering support for people that are suffering. I think, you know, I mean, I think that's an enormous loss in itself. It's been an incredibly difficult year for everyone. Everyone has been touched by COVID-19 in some way, obviously some more than others. But it's been, I think, as a country and as a nation, we kind of have all, you know, really felt it.
Ms. Sandler says losing a loved one is extremely difficult in the best of circumstances, and the pandemic is compounding the trauma.
In terms of isolation and loneliness, particularly when someone has passed or someone's been going through a really tough time because of their grief and not being able to, you know, have the send-off for their, you know, loved one in the way that they usually, you know, would do because of the restrictions for funerals and not being able to have family fly in.
Sarah Godfrey says the funding cuts come amid an influx in the number of volunteers offering up their time to counsel Australians through this difficult period. She says more than 50 have offered to work, but the organisation does not have the financial resources to train them. In order to increase the capacity, Griefline is currently developing an online training program to grow the volunteer network. But with demands for the service expected to surge well into next year, Griefline is stressing the need for more funding from all levels of government. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.